Jesus is a mind regulator. Yes, he is.
A mind regulator, great emancipator.
Yes, he is.
Oh, yes, he is. Jesus is a mind regulator.
Yes, he is.
Oh, yes, he is.
Jesus is a mind.
Thank Lori, and we say good morning to all of you. Good morning. We know that mostly each of you has some sort of this at home. But today we come to it here so that we can orchestrate its significance virtually. And we have the picture here. Also, we have it, the conch shell. And we try to play it for you, and you can judge by yourself whether or not it is very hard or it is easy to play. Now, let's try, that's part of it, let's try to blow it. We call it in Creole, po lambi, which we say conch shell here. And let us try to play it, then we come to get some definition of the polambi, of the Haitian polambi. Thank you. We could say that the polambi, how we call it, polambi, the conch shell, has been for years, even for centuries, one of the best instruments for the Haitian people. And I don't mean to say Haitian people only, but we say Haitian people since that the people will get use of them. That's how people we could say. First of all, it was around the slavery times when the slaves use to gather through the sound of the polambi. It is an instrument of gathering at the very beginning for the slaves who wanted to break the chain of slavery. Every night, they go to the mountain and they blow the polambi. That means it was the time for them to gather like we are gathering here. Not by the sound of the polambi, no, but like we are enjoying listening to the polambi. And then when the revolutionary come in Haiti, it was through the polambi which gave the signal, which gave the password, so that those people, they know exactly where to gather, what to do, because they used to burn the field, the sugar field of the French colons. They used to burn also the house, and they used to go to the mountain. You know, Haiti is a very mountainous country, very small in fact, but through the polambi sound, they know exactly how to when to gather. And after the revolutionary, when Haiti become an independent country, it was in 1804, Haitian people have a great respect for the polambi as a sign of gathering for the slave who at that time were not slave anymore, but they become a free people, they become free people like we are free here. And also myself, I enjoy the history of the polambi. Since I was in Haiti, I used to blow it. And now also here, I like my polambi. And this is a very significance of it, so that today I come to blow it for you. I enjoy blowing it, and I think you enjoy listening somebody blow it. And I think also after that, there will be a kind of workshop. If somebody of you like to try, I let you know in advance, it's not very easy. But anyway, it doesn't cost a lot to try something. Maybe you'll try it, maybe you love it. If you don't love it, I love it, you will leave it for me. And so once more, I'm going to blow it for you again, please. Thank you.
Let's have a hand for Lemonade. Can't believe I forgot his name. Lemonade Joseph. That was Lemonade Joseph. True folk art here from Haiti. Thank you, Lemonade. Well, welcome again to the Florida Folk Life program, Dade County version. My name is Michael Stock. I do a radio show on WLRN. Make sure if nobody's, for those who didn't clap, it's on every, WLRN is 91.3 FM, we're public radio. And I myself do a folk music program. Through the magic of tape, I'm going to be doing a show this afternoon at 2:30 while I'm here. Actually, I'm not going to do the show from here, it's on tape. So if you listen to the radio this afternoon, folk and acoustic music will be on the show. Anyways, I'm here today helping things going along here. And incredible that this is happening. It's really wonderful that Dade County is really becoming a folklore center. And it's thanks to the Historical Museum here and to you folks, too, to support it. All day long, this stage will be filled with different acts. Also behind you in the tents and the booths, different cultural traditions that are here from Dade County, that are our home here, that's happening right here on display. There's also a food demonstration booth over there, and going on right now is a Haitian food demonstration. That's right next to the Granny Feel Goods booth. Also coming up next is the mariachi band. And in fact, we should get that set up now. There's the sound man. You want to, while I'm talking, you can kind of get that set up, or the microphones. Oh, there's Blair. All right, here are these guys. Keep things rolling along. No, that's fine. Okay, so while they're getting that set up, there's also a another demonstration booth, the workshop schedule, the Mexican dances, the Guadalajara Dance Studio that was just here before. They're putting on a little workshop over in the archway, over in the far corner. So while that's, you could go over there and watch them, but you don't want to go too far, because coming up here in just one moment is a the mariachi band. That'll be here in just one moment. We're setting up for that. I also want to mention that the Historical Museum, which is here every day, right to my right, the normal admission is $3. Today, special $1 for all our guests here today. So after you fill up of all the entertainment here, you're more than welcome to take a tour of that over there. Also, making this show possible, the people from the Florida Folklife Programs up in White Springs, and I want to introduce somebody now who's much better at getting all these names right than I am, like this Dade County resident. I want to introduce actually one of the researchers who went through Dade County and to find all the different communities throughout South Florida, to find all these different cultural traditions that are in our home here. So let's welcome and thank Lori Summers.
Hello, everybody. I'd like to introduce and tell you a little bit about our next performing group. But just before I do that, for those of you who are shy about the workshops, if you don't have to know how to do Mexican dance to go over there. They'll teach you everything you want to know. So next time there's a big fiesta, Cinco de Mayo's coming up. You have till September for Mexican independence. So you really know how to get down and dance and celebrate if you just go over to the workshop under the arches by the library. The next group that we have, the Mariachi Jalisco, is from here in Miami. Probably the mariachi is something that, if anybody knows anything about Mexican culture and music, that's it. It's become really one of the most stereotypical examples of Mexican culture. The word mariachi itself is actually supposed to be derived from the French word for marriage, mariage, and it got sort of changed into Spanish over the last 100 years. And mariachis themselves, you'll see them, are often used for serenading purposes and playing at almost any Mexican festival and party here in Miami or anywhere where you find Mexican people of Mexican origin or Mexicans living either within the borders of Mexico or outside the United States. They actually became most popularized after the Mexican Revolution, when the Mexican government became interested in all sorts of things that were Mexican, and the movies, the radio, and later Mexican television really promoted mariachi music, and today they're the standard accompaniment for a style of music called ranchero music, which is really the Mexican equivalent to American country western. Lots of nostalgic, romantic texts. But the group that we're going to hear today, Mariachi Jalisco, has one of the standard instrumentations you'll see in all mariachis. Historically, they had violins, but today, instead of trumpets or violins, instead of violins, you have trumpets. So I'd like to introduce the members of the band. We have Francisco Rodriguez on guitar, Gabriel Mateos on trumpet, Jose Ariano on guitarón. They're going to make a grand entrance. I'll just let you know who they are. Hector Varela on trumpet, and Pablo Martinez on vihuela, the small guitar-like instrument. Let's have a big hand for the Mariachi Jalisco from Miami.
Ay, Jalisco, 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 tú tienes tu novia que Guadalajara. Muchacha bonita, re chula de cara, así son las hembras de Guadalajara. Y me gusta escuchar los mariachis, oír cómo cantan sus lindas canciones. mire cómo suenan esos guitarrones y echarme un tequila con los valentones. ¡Ay! Jalisco, no te rapes. Me sale del alma. Gritar con valor. Pechar este grito, qué lindo es Jalisco, palabra de honor. Pa mujeres bonitas, Jalisco, lo mismo en los altos que allá en las cañadas. Eres bonita, re chulas de cara, así son las hembras de Guadalajara. Jalisco se quiere a la buena, porque es peligroso querer a la mala. Por una morena, echar mucha bala, y bajo la luna cantarle chapala. Con valor, abrir todo el pecho, pechar este grito, qué lindo es Jalisco.
Tienes el alma de provinciana, hueles a limpia rosa temprana. A ver de cara, fresca del río, son tu balón, tu caserío. Guadalajara, Guadalajara, a ver esa pura tierra mojada. Como la tarde en que la lluvia desde la loma no nos hacía ir a Zapopan. Yeah.
enamorada, enamorada, noche de luna, Quieto Chapala es tu laguna, novia romántica como ninguna.
¿Cómo, manito? paisano.
De los comienzos de la no.
Y abajo.
De los acabos de cuero, ahí en el rancho grande, allá donde viví. Rancherita, que alegre me decía,
échale ahí manito,
gusto de la ranchera.
¿Cuál es?
Es tener su buen comal.
¿Para qué, compadre?
Echar las tortillas grandes.
¿Y
silbarle a el gavilán? Ahí en el rancho grande, allá donde viví. Rancherita, que alegre me decía,
donde me quedes, compadre.
Gusto de los rancheros.
¿Cuál es?
Es tener su buen caballo. Ensillarlo por las tardes.
¿Ya luego?
Y darle vuelta al vallado. Ahí en el rancho grande, allá donde viví. Había una rancherita que alegre me decía,
ocho horas.
Se necesita una poca de gracia, una poca de gracia y otra cosita arriba y arriba. Ay, arriba y arriba y arriba iré. Yo no soy marinero, yo no soy marinero. Por ti seré, por ti seré, por ti seré.
Para subir al cielo se necesita una escalera grande, una escalera grande y otra chiquita. Y arriba y arriba, ay, arriba y arriba y arriba iré. Yo no soy marinero, yo no soy marinero. Por ti seré, por ti seré, por ti seré.
En tu casa te dicen, Jorge Negrete, pues tienes tres pelos. Por tener tres pelos en el copete, allá arriba, allá arriba. Allá arriba, allá arriba, allá arriba iré. Yo no soy marinero, yo no soy marinero. Por ti seré, por ti seré, por ti seré.
Para ser mi cuñado se necesita que me des a tu hermana.
Épale.
Que me des a tu hermana la más bonita. Allá arriba, allá arriba. Allá arriba, allá arriba, allá arriba iré. Yo no soy marinero, yo no soy marinero. Por ti seré, por ti seré, por ti seré.
La mujer que yo quiero, la mujer que yo quiero es una cubana. Porque baila la bamba, porque baila la bamba veracruzana. Arriba y arriba, arriba y arriba y arriba voy. Yo no soy marinero, yo no soy marinero. Por ti lo soy, por ti lo soy, por ti lo soy.
Cuando canto la bamba, cuando canto la bamba, yo estoy contento porque yo me acompaño, porque yo me acompaño con mi instrumento. Y arriba y arriba, ay, arriba y arriba y arriba iré. Yo no soy marinero, yo no soy marinero. Por ti seré, por ti seré, por ti seré.
Una vez que te dije, una vez que eras bonita, se te puso la cara, se te puso la cara coloradita, arriba y arriba, ay, arriba y arriba y arriba iré. Yo no soy marinero, yo no soy marinero, por ti seré, por ti seré, por ti seré.